News release. Gilbert Center. On October 5, 2023, British Columbia introduced a bill which will significantly alter the practicality of illicit substance decriminalization in many spaces that are accessible for people who use drugs, PWUD. The same day that the Ontario government announced a pause to new supervised consumption site approvals. With lethal overdose rates only continuing to climb to new astronomic heights, now is not the time to take such a monumental step backwards. This is a direct attack on PWUD, the harm reduction movement, and the hard work of advocates. In a local context, the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit released data surrounding overdose-related deaths, which indicates that in a region of just over 307,000 residents, 440 people have died of overdose within the last 2 years. Looking at longitudinal studies indicates that that number is only set to skyrocket as the economy continues to crash, rates of homelessness and mental health continue to rise, and life inherently becomes more challenging to navigate for individuals living in poverty. As an organization that empowers systemically marginalized community members, we are calling those in positions of power to aid us in uplifting the country and all its residents, housed and unhoused. Please remember our civic duty to use our voice, which you can do by contacting your local member of provincial parliament and mayor to provide your perspective on this and all other attacks on PWUD.